So we're not quite done with the mountain goats yet, as Allison alluded to, or even Kidz Bop, really. Producer Ilan Chillog is here in the studio. Is that what I called you, Ilan?
Yeah.
That's what he wants to be called.
Yeah.
But that's another segment.
It's been a long day.
Ian is your name.
There's a lot of people out there that know me as Ilan. That's all I'm saying.
I was so intent on saying your last name right. Ilan Chillog, you have a submission to our very popular series, Best Song in the World Today.
Yeah, yeah. So a few years ago, I made my sister Hallie a mixtape, and I put this Mountain Goats song, dance music, on it. And Hallie listened to it all the time. Anyway, one night Hallie's daughter, who was then, I think, 5 years old, was sitting reading with her dad, Andrew, mm-hmm. and they heard a noise in the back of the house. And Cora, her daughter, was like, "What if it's a robber?" And Andrew, the dad, was like, "What if it is a robber, Cora? What would you do?" So Cora says, and I think this is a pretty this is a quote, "I know what I'd do. I'd launch a glass across the room straight at his head and dash upstairs to take cover." Which is weird, right? It's like very specific.
Yeah. Sounds okay. Like a good idea, though.
Yeah, well, yeah. At this point, I would like to bring up a little bit of dance music. Make sure and listen to the lyric here.
"Daily I'm in the living room watching the Watergate hearings while my stepfather yells at my mother, launches a glass across the room, straight at her head, and I dash upstairs to take cover."
Okay, so clearly Cora had been listening to her mom's mix every song. And then, you know, there's like New Pornographers on there, Made to Stay, I forget what else. And she memorized, honestly, all of it.
That's funny.
There were songs about heroin. Anyway, but she had like become the world's littlest indie rock fan, and dance music was her favorite. But that was 2 years ago, so I called her up last night to see if she even remembered it. Can we bring dance music up again?
"But then the special secret sickness starts to eat through
you. What am I supposed to do? No way. So you don't explain in other ways. You go back the mile. There's only one place this road ever ends up, and I don't want to fly alone. Let me down, let me down, let me down gently.
I'll let you down gently."
Yeah, yeah, that was a seven-year-old singing "I Don't Want to Die Alone," in case you couldn't make it out.
"And let me down gently," oh my goodness.
So I asked Cora if she would write me a little thing about why she liked the song. That's all I said. Why do you like the song? Mm-hmm. Here's what she came up with.
"It's good. It always sounds like da-da-da in the background. I remember going to South Carolina listening to it. We had it turned up very loudly. That was before my sister was born. The whole family came when she had her birthday. I wish that people would do that for mine. No one does that for mine. Anyway, it's good, and that's all I have to say for today. Well, for now."
Oh, my gosh, that was the cutest thing.
I know. I mean, it's a little dusty in the studio. I think you tear it up.
You don't go to her birthday parties.
Yeah, and not that it influenced her review in any way or anything, but I think I should mention Saturday is Cora's birthday.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
And she would like everyone to come visit her if possible. Anyway, yeah, so because Cora's turning 8 soon and this is her favorite song, I just like to say, dance music is the best song in the world today.
All right, I'm on.
"Johnson Avenue is bamboo, it's stone. 2 years old or 6, maybe. Kitchen doors, there's something wrong with our new house. Trip down the wire twice, day on and on. Watch Watergate here. Yells at my mother.
Okay, can we just bring that down a sec? One more thing.
I'm Cora Dunlap, and you're listening to the BPP."
Nice, our new sign-off. That was just best song in the world today. Perhaps best singer in the world today.
Happy birthday, Cora.
Happy birthday, Cora. Let's listen to a little more Mountain Goats. Producer Ilan Chillog, thanks.
Sure.
Thanks, Ian.
"Okay, so look, I'm 17 years old, and here's the last best thing I got going. But then the special secret sickness starts to eat through you. What am I supposed to do? No way. You don't explain in other ways. You go back the mile. There's only one place this road ever ends up, and I don't want to fly alone. Let me down, let me down, let me down gently. Please come to get me. Dance. Music. Dance. Music.
Music.
That's it for the Bryant Park Project for this Wednesday. It's been a good morning, chock full of learning experiences. Rachel, what did you learn today?
So many things. I learned that outside of Cuba, we're all talking Fidel Castro, right? Inside, they're talking baseball.
And we learned that working at the BPP, Rachel, not your dream job.
It's fun to be a science correspondent. I want to be a science correspondent. Hang out with all these crazy creatures.
Wait a minute. We have crazy creatures right here. What about producer Matt Martinez?
Meow. Meow. Hello, meow, meow.
You're right. I'll stay at my job.
Matt Martinez is not really a kitty cat. We're making a factitious impression. I did it. Word of the day. Factitious.
Oh,
used in context.
Good job, Allie. For more educational type learning experiences, join us at our website. That's npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.